And the opening kickoff, that one goes out of bounds, and Aaron Molina unable to return it. First and 10 for Valley in their home. What would you call them, maroon?
They are maroon and gold, and they're ready to play. They look sharp tonight. Ronhaus told me that he thought the Wildcats thought they were playing USC. And so they
look sharp.
Well, that
would be Cardinal and gold. So this looks like the University of Minnesota, actually.
That does look more like Minnesota.
That's why I asked, because you don't say maroon if you're talking about USC and vice versa about Minnesota. But we're here in New Mexico, so we're talking Valley. First and 10, Bo Coleman on play action. Back to pass. He flares it over the middle. He has a man. It's a good catch over the middle, as that is Aaron Molina. He is at midfield inside Clovis territory. They'll mark him down at the 43. Brought down by Peyton Lott, but he gained a lot on that pass.
And the Vikings will go with no huddle. The offensive linemen move right to the line of scrimmage. Signals are sent in from the sideline coaches to Coleman, who relays the information. And they went with a big bomb, a long pass down a post pattern on the middle on the very first play of the game.
37 yards a gain. First and 10 now at the 43 of Clovis. And here's the ball ran by Armijo around right tackle. He gets inside the 40. They'll mark him at the 38-yard line before being brought down by Alfonso Rivas.
Now, Scott, you know, being totally candid about the situation tonight and why so many people are skeptical about the fact that Valley would be favored in this game and the number one seed, there is no team in 5A football that has a greater reputation over the past 40 years than the Clovis Wildcats. And are the Vikings going to be able to stand that kind of reputation and the ferocity that they bring on defense and offense?
Play action by Coleman. He rolls around left. He has running room inside to 35. They'll mark him near the 31-yard line. He needed five to get the first. It looks like they got it, although they move it back now. Unkind spot. I think they're going to mark it back to 33, which will put them about a half yard shy. It was Matt Lanier on the tackle.
And just those the fact that Clovis has given up a lot of points this year, over 60 to Rio Rancho in one game. There are seasons in the past where Clovis didn't give up that many points in 10 to 12 ball games. And so they are porous on defense, and they'd like to cause turnovers.
Here's Armijo around left end, gets the corner on the left sideline, 25 to the 20, inside the 20. They'll mark him all the way to the 16-yard line of Clovis before Peyton Law brought him down, but not until the first and 10 Valley.
And the Vikes look sharp. Up front, they're getting off the line of scrimmage, their offensive linemen initiating contact with their blocks and, most importantly, maintaining blocks. A good read by Armijo to bounce that out to the outside. The safety who came up to contain the run came inside. Armijo recognized it, bounced it to the sideline. First down inside the 20-yard line.
So here we go the other way on the right side. It's a run by Armijo, and he gets near the 15, inside the 15 to the 14 as he was knocked out of bounds. Gain of a couple on the play.
Vikings went with their speed option. There is no inside run fake. Coleman takes a direct snap from center in the shotgun formation and sprints, in this case, to the right tackle location. See if the end is going to come down and force the quarterback. When he read that pressure, he pitched the ball out. Brings up second and about eight.
Gain of two on the play. Second and eight indeed at the 14 of Clovis. Here's Armijo. Straight ahead running inside the 10, down to about the 8-yard line before being tackled by Jaquan Franklin. Franklin came in with 43 tackles, 28 unassisted, 2 sacks on the season. But another good gain. It'll be third and short, third down and 2.
Vikes have had no problem moving the ball thus far. Every play has been positive. Everything has been across the line of scrimmage, and Coleman feeling confident running his offense.
Third down and 2. Here's Coleman straight ahead running. He's going to get inside the 5 and bulldozes his way following the right hash mark. They'll mark him down near the 2-yard line. That'll be a first and goal at the 3. First and goal, Vikings. So Bull Coleman on that nice run. And now here's a quick run up the middle, and that is a touchdown, Armijo. Touchdown Valley, just like that. 6-0, the Vikings on top.
And the Vikings, in spite of the no-huddle situation, went even a little quicker and sped the offense up and went to the line and quickly snapped the ball. It was a direct handoff to Armijo. He went in standing up, and nothing better for the Vikings and be able to go out and score on their first possession, and Coleman will try to tack on the extra point.
Coleman indeed is in to kick the extra point. Snap set is down. The kick by Coleman is high, and it squibs through. It's good. 8:48 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break. It's Valley 7 and Clovis nothing on the Wingstop Game of the Week on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
You're listening to high school football on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Let's get back to the stadium with Scott Galletti and David Williams.
Short kick is returned by Clovis inside the 50. All the way to the 45. They'll mark it at the 44, so Clovis will have great field position. Dominic Tarango finally on the tackle, but not until the up man, as it was a short kick. Brought inside the 50, first and 10 at the 44 for Clovis.
Well, that win certainly did not hamper the Valley offense on their march down for their first score, an 80-yard drive that they put together right into the teeth of the wind, but it did cause problems on their kickoff attempt, and consequently, Clovis is in good shape at about the 44-yard line.